Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this. Many producers grow the same crops year after year because there appears to be no other options. Well, Sesico has been providing a solution to this problem for 37 years by developing sesame varieties and production practices that will work on your farm. Sesico is currently offering double crop contracts to producers in Oklahoma and North Texas. Contracts are offered on an acre basis with conveniently located seed dealers and delivery points. To see if Sesame will work for you, contact Jared Johnson at 405-531-7840.
Oklahoma. Not all of us are cowboys or even own a pair of cowboy boots. We're not ashamed of our roots. We're just not the types to be defined by what you think you know about us. At AFR Insurance, saying we're from Oklahoma is still the best claim we could ever stand behind. AFR Insurance, protecting Oklahoma autos, homes, farms, and lives since 1905. To find an AFR agent near you, visit IAFR.com.
Well, look for livestock futures open moderately lower today, pressured in part by the UK vote to leave the European Union and the resulting strength in the U.S. dollar. Yet contracts could quickly turn mixed as traders position ahead of Friday's long menu of reports. Now, given relatively small week-to-date trade volume totals, light to moderate trade volume could still surface in parts of feedlot country today, sometime between, well, late morning and early afternoon, around midday or so. Look for cattle buyers to start out with bids around $116 in the south and 189 to 190 in the north. We did see cattle trade in our part of the country at $116 yesterday. Now, hog buyers should resume work Friday morning with near steady bids. Thursday's country run was generally light, further confirmation of the larger seasonal trend, yet late week slaughter needs seem to be pretty well in hand. Now, on our grain trade, corn and soybeans closed lower yesterday, with corn at a four-week low as beneficial rain moved through the Midwest overnight, and more is in the forecast. Soybeans have the greatest losses of the three crops, pressured in part by a lower soybean meal market. Wheat markets were lower as harvest advanced for winter wheat. Taking a close look at the wheat, winter wheat did close lower with Kansas City's hard red winter setting more contract lows as dry weather this week should help the harvest. Spring wheat finished lower with the other wheat markets. However, severe storms forecast in the North Dakota on Friday may raise more concerns for that crop. The state has too much rain and needs dry weather. Corn futures settled lower yesterday for the fourth day with new crop December under its 20 and 50 day moving averages. Exports sales were better than expected for new crop corn, while old crop business was in line with forecasts. Soybeans closed with double-digit losses yesterday as this week's rain and the forecasts for more pressured prices. Thursday's losses pushed July and November back under their 20-day moving averages. We've got a complete check of your futures coming up right after this.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
On our cattle futures, live cattle at the close, August was up 222 at 113.85. October was up 190 at 113.62. August feeder cattle up 220 at 142.37. September was up 202 at the close, 140.82. July hogs down 20 cents at 84.27. August was down 40 cents at 85.45. Hard red winter wheat at the close, July was down 5 1/4, 427 3/4. And the September was down 5 1/2 at 445 1/2. July wheat was down 4 1/2 at 454 1/4. September down 6 1/2 at 465 3/4. July corn was down 5 3/4 at 387 1/4. September down 5 3/4 at 392 1/2. July soy was down 13 cents at 1124 1/2. August was down 13 3/4 at 1123 1/2. Now, July cotton was down 140 at 6389. October's down 122, 6440. August crude oil down 219, 4792. September down 221, 4855.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.